Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, good morning. Morning. Welcome back. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, Amy's not in the studio yet. She's in the other room. Amy's back from Haiti, so we'll get the full lowdown on that. Everybody's back from Thanksgiving. We'll get all the lowdowns on that.
Yeah.
You okay?
Ate a lot.
Wow.
Still, I think I'm still full from Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Because I'm still eating all the food from Thanksgiving.
All right.
What in the world? All right.
Hey, somebody get Amy in here. All right, we're going to start the show now.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things. It's ICU.
You know, a lot of times we don't think of cats as being like super life-saving animals, you know? Well, a family in Long Island lost their home, but their cat woke them up. Peter and Susan asleep in the bed, two kids sleeping. The cat, Houdini, comes up and starts clawing at her and jumping on top, over and over and over again. She's like, I've never seen the cat act like that. So she got up, realized the house was on fire, and they were able to get all the kids because Houdini, the cat, saved them.
Wow.
Houdini, that's a good name for a cat, too. Yeah, but a cat saved them. There you go. Houdini the cat. There you go. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Over the long weekend, there was Black Friday violence. One person was shot outside a Missouri mall, and brawls closed in Alabama shopping center outside of Birmingham. In other news, a volcano eruption shut down the Bali airport overseas, straining tens of thousands of tourists, some of them Americans. They're warning there could be a larger eruption. And finally, it's Cyber Monday. Make sure you hit up those internet deals today. Sales going on all day.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Now, your Monday positivity right now. Time for Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
I have the most entertaining one in a long time. This guy named Lauren. So he's on disability because he was in a car accident. It cost him his leg, left him out of work. He's watching that antique road show. And what happens is in the show, people take their crap up there and they're like, hey, how much is this worth? And a lot of times, nothing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's crazy. So he saw this rare Navajo blanket worth $500,000. And he's like, huh, I have a blanket I often wear that looks like that. So he gets it appraised, and this blanket's worth $150,000.
No
right?
way.
So he goes, I'm going to put it up for auction. Puts it up for auction. A bidding war ensues. $1.5 million.
Whoa.
Ridiculous.
Wait, what?
Tell me that's not crazy. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Look at that.
Let me go examine my Navajo blankets.
Amy.
Okay, so there's this 3-year-old German Shepherd. He's been hanging out at the public library since it was a puppy. Sort of a stray, they would just take it in, take care of it. Well, then animal control officers got involved and kind of kicked the dog out. So then the staff members at the library decided to do something about it, and they entered the dog into a program called Reading to Dogs for Children. And so it's now a service animal. He's allowed into the library, and children get to read to it.
That's funny. They made it a service animal to get around the system. I've also done that.
It's called... Yes. Quacker the dog.
Yeah, Quacker. All right, Lunchbox.
8 years ago, this Ohio family started a tradition on Black Friday. They'd go to the store, find the best deal they could on coats, and buy some and donate them to charity. It started out with 4 coats. This year, they took donations, went to Old Navy, and bought 850 jackets and donated them all to charity.
Wow. Dang, that's a good one.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox, where did you do Thanksgiving?
I was in Houston with the in-laws.
How'd that go?
It was fine. A little bit awkward just because my mother-in-law always likes to make things awkward, but it was good.
What do you mean she likes to make things awkward?
Well, I think she's kind of intimidated by me being a celebrity.
Oh, boy.
And so she doesn't know how to joke around with me. She gets a little nervous around me, so she tries to make jokes, and they're not I don't know. She just makes it awkward.
Your mother-in-law thinks you're a celebrity?
Absolutely. Like, when we go out in Houston and I get recognized, it's like, they freak out. She is just like, I don't get it. Like, one of her friends texted something about the Bobby Bones Show, and so she, here, let's take a selfie so we can send it to her, and takes a picture, like, look who I'm with. Like, she's pretty...
Your mother-in-law?
Yeah, like...
That's she knows we're not famous, right?
No, I disagree.
You disagree?
No, he thinks he's super famous.
I do, and then I think she knows it, and so she gets, like... I don't know. She gets nervous around a celebrity. It's weird.
Do you feel a sense of power since you're...
I do feel like a big deal. I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it.
You're such a goober. All right. Well, welcome back from Thanksgiving break, everybody.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Florida Georgia Line's Tyler Hubbard went under the knife over Thanksgiving. Tyler spent part of his holiday in the hospital recovering from back surgery. A day later, he was up and moving around. I read that he's been dealing with this back pain for years, and he finally decided to do something about it. So congrats to Lanco. Their song, Greatest Love Story, is the new number one song.
It only took almost, literally.
How long?
11 months. Because in January, they hadn't had a song in the top 50 ever. They'd had singles out, but it never hit. So I picked them as one of the class of 2017. And it has taken until November 27th. January to November 27th.
Wow.
Great. Congratulations. I'm a huge fan, and I like those guys a lot. So congratulations to Lanco.
That's awesome. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Clare County, Michigan. A 38-year-old man was having some brake problems with his car, and he's like, I'm not paying a mechanic to fix that. I'll do it myself. So he gets under there, fixes the brakes, takes it for a little test drive around the block. Brakes don't work. He had to crash the car into his own house.
Ah, boy.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
At least it was his own house where he probably knew he could put the car and not hit anyone in the house. Meaning you got to make a bad choice. So at least make the best bad choice you can possibly make. Yeah, also, the story, don't fix your own brakes, you know? Unless you're a brake specialist. All right, there you go.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I was almost in a major accident this morning. So we drive in so early, there are no red lights. There are only blinking yellows. But there are still stop signs, and I'm going down the main road, and it's just blinking yellow, blinking yellow, blinking yellow. And this car comes flying out. Had I not nailed my brakes, and I'm probably doing 45, so at a decent enough rate of speed, I hit my brakes so hard that I got the, and this car just creeps right through the middle. Like,
oh my goodness, yeah.
My life didn't flash before my eyes because I wasn't doing 70. But still, I don't know because it's so early if they were drunk or just not paying attention. But I almost had a major accident. I think the old big man upstairs is looking out for me. I think he wants a good show today.
That's right. Probably.
That's
probably
exactly what it is.
That's what I was thinking. I'm just saying.
Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Amy, best and worst from Thanksgiving.
Best of times is that I got to spend it with my kids. And worst was that I had spaghetti for Thanksgiving.
Well, you were in Haiti.
Yeah, I know. We did go out to eat, and I kind of thought this restaurant might have some sort of a Thanksgiving-ish menu. And none of it, I don't know. We ended up getting spaghetti and pizza, and it was fine.
That sounds way better than what normal Thanksgiving
is. Oh, man.
Here's the reason. Let me tell you why it's better.
Tell me.
Because we have Christmas, and people have the same Christmas dinner in less than 4 weeks.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too, because I missed it on Thanksgiving.
Ah, there you go.
I wanted stuffing or dressing, whatever, and sweet potatoes and all that. But so that was my worst.
I think at the top of next hour, after the morning, Corny, we'll get a full update on your trip to see your kids and the orphanage and Haiti. Yeah. But I guess I want to know, and you can just answer it and not really fill us in until later, but do you think now you will be getting your two kids to the United States before Christmas?
Yes.
You do think that?
Wow.
Now? Wow, I need to know what. Okay, so top of next hour. All right, Lunchbox, best and worst.
Best times was just having good food and getting away from work for a little while, relaxing. And the worst was I wasn't with my family. I was with my wife's family, and they're
That's not your family?
That's your new family.
That's your family, too.
It's her family.
I guess. Okay, they're my family, but not my family, my blood.
Don't you switch out with your wife on holidays?
Yeah, and so this year was her Thanksgiving, so we went, and I wish I was with my family.
Yeah, I just would avoid saying they're not your family. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Listen, what do I know? I'm not married.
Nah, you're right. You should probably avoid that.
Yeah.
But it's awkward because, like, when you're leaving, they say, love you.
You don't love them?
I mean,
do you love your wife's family? Do you love your wife's family?
I, I don't know if I do.
Do you love your wife?
I don't know if I do.
I've always felt if I didn't know, I didn't.
I don't.
Yeah.
I like them.
Okay.
They're nice people.
That's fair enough.
So you say that when you leave, like you.
I just kind of say, see you later. I don't ever say it back.
Bye.
Every romantic relationship I've ever been in, right there. He just described it in a Thanksgiving dinner.
With his other family.
So you don't, I'm not even saying you're wrong.
No, I've never said that.
But do you love your wife's family? Like, love?
I would say no.
It's an absolutely fair thing and an honest thing to say. Because if you feel that, you've only been married 2 years.
Right.
Damn time to love them.
Yeah, I'm just getting to know them.
2 years?
I was in a relationship like 5 years.
They dated for like, how many years did y'all date?
12.
They weren't family then, though, were they?
12 years.
You dated for 12 years?
No,
I was joking.
He's lying.
Yeah, then, yeah.
Oh. A delayed reaction from
Bobby. Yeah, Bobby
did the math.
I was like, wait, when did I know?
No.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, Lunchbox. I think it's honest, too, and I applaud you for that.
You know, like, so you guys really love each other's fam? Like, I mean.
Yeah.
I've known mine since I was like 8 years old. So, yeah.
Amy, would you say you love your husband's family?
Yes.
With all your heart?
Yes, I love them.
Your in-laws, love them.
Yes.
Okay. There you go. But she's known them for a long time.
Yeah,
okay.
Since I was a kid. So, yeah. All right, and bye.
Best for me is, like, I went and played a turkey bowl, a flag football game. And that was fun because the weather was great. We played at the Westlake High School football field, and it was good. I mean, I always felt like eventually I would get to the age where there wouldn't be fights, like, during a flag football game, and it was awesome. That finally happened, but that wasn't this year. It wasn't this year.
No,
of course, there was a fight. There's always a fight. Well, everybody kept getting injured, and we kept having to switch teams and shirts.
Do y'all have, like, a hired ref?
Well, we do always until this year.
Because, yeah, that's where I think the fights come in.
Yeah. This year, everybody got into fights because people kept having to switch teams because everybody kept getting hurt.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, I'll tell you that later, but it was like, no, we'll take it. It was a whole... We're adult men at this point, but that was bad. It was a lot of fun. The worst was I bought a turkey... Already cooked. I got no, it's made. It's like, whoo, got the full meal already cooked. I had like 6 courses. But the turkey was rather big, but it was already cooked. And I got it to the house and it said 2.5 more hours of cooking. I was like, that's not part of the deal.
Oh, no.
I bought a pre cooked turkey for the whole reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to peel off the paper and put in the oven for 2.5 hours, which delayed Thanksgiving dinner.
Huh. I wonder what the reasoning behind that is. So that's like really fresh or it gives that turkey aroma.
If it says fully cooked, you should just have to heat it up. No more than 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed. That's my worst of times.
Oh, wow.
Also, I went crazy that not having to work. I can't do this 4 days off in a row. I don't know what I'm going to do at Christmas. I'm telling you guys, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to absolutely go crazy.
Well, don't call us.
Yeah, I got him.
I'm not going to. Oh. Don't worry. Oh. I didn't call you during the break.
You didn't.
No.
I meant to come
into work. Don't worry.
Wow.
I will not call you guys during your own family break.
No.
While I have no family and no relationship.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Oh,
I will not call you.
Amy, why'd you say that?
I don't know.
Don't worry. I will not call anybody.
Wow. Hey,
everybody here, you're clear for me calling you if I get lonely, okay?
Let's go.
If you're eating something and a fly lands on it, you should throw it out.
What?
Mm-hmm. The research found that flies have the potential to carry around much, much, much more dangerous bacteria than we thought, including tons of salmonella and E. coli, which is basically poop.
Yeah.
So if a fly...
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, if its little feet lands on other things and then comes land... Yeah.
So... People have some sort of notion that, oh, just a fly, a little bitty feet, how much?
Yeah.
But that little bitty, that's what makes you sick. But I'm telling you, if I'm outside and it's like hot dogs, there are flies everywhere on stuff.
Everywhere.
A lot of waste of food. You got to eat food under a net.
Yeah.
Like you got to get under, this is what you do. You're always looking for Shark Tank ideas. I just thought of one. It's a food net, just like you do whenever you have mosquito nets. You go out and it's time to eat for your 4th of July or whatever. You put the net over you, the little hole, you grab your food, and you eat from the hole.
Inside a net.
Like,
yeah,
it sounds
always,
crazy,
always
but there you go. Always looking for ideas. There you have it. So, producer Eddie has a 4-year-old and a 9-year-old. And we talk about these stories because we see them in the news where people leave their kids in the car and just forget. And we're like, oh, they probably did that on purpose. And he's done it before.
Yeah.
Where you forgot your kid in the
this
car.
This will be the second time I've done it. And I'm not proud of it.
It's your four-year-old.
My four-year-old. And he's strong. And he's big enough to, I thought, to get out of the car. But the other day I was picking him from school. And I guess I left him in the car. I went inside. And I yelled for him upstairs just for him to come down and help me clean something. And he didn't answer. I was like, oh, great. There's no way he can be in the car still. I go outside, I open the door, and he's in it bawling, just crying, like in the back seat. Ah, you left me. You left me. I'm like, I didn't leave you. I was like, all right, this is it. Lesson time. I'm going to show you right now how to open the door, unlock the door, and you're going to learn, and you're never going to get stuck in the car again.
Two things. One, at four, I felt like I was pretty self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Shouldn't he be?
He really is for the most part. He just, for some reason, can't open the back door.
Okay, two. This is the second time you forgot your kid in the car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you see now sometimes that parents will leave kids? Like, do you see it now that it's not? Because I don't.
I've always been able to see it. Like, especially for the caretaker who's not, or the one who's not really the caretaker. Like, he's the dad. If the dad just picked up the kid, you know, taking them to school for the first time in a long time.
If it's out of
the ordinary pattern of someone's life. For instance, me.
Right.
And so that was, it's just a thing. You kind of forget that, I'm just living life without even thinking. Open the door, close the door, go inside, and the rest will follow. He didn't follow.
You feel bad?
I do feel bad, but we practiced it five times, and he now knows how to open the back door.
Okay, so you can call us if you'd like. And I would like, I might say what I would like, but I would just say the phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. You leave your kid in the car, okay? I mean, is that a thing that happens more than we think?
I hope so.
Like, you just forget, and all of a sudden you're like, uh-oh, 30 minutes later.
Yeah, I mean, because Eddie's a responsible...
No, I am.
Yeah, I think he is.
He's not the caretaker, though. That's why.
He's the dad.
It's not normal for him. Yeah. Our producer, Eddie, left his four-year-old in the car for a long time, just forgot about him. And he was like, listen, man, I don't normally drive the kid around, so I forgot about him. I was like, is this common? Hey, Kayla in Indiana, good morning.
Good morning, Bobby.
Thank you for calling. What do you want to say?
I have not left a kid in the car, but I have been the victim on the other side. I didn't get left in the car, but when I was growing up, my dad and brother would go play open gym basketball at my elementary school, and I would always go and watch them. Very rarely did I play. I'd go play on the playground, and one day I went to go back in to see what the guys were up to, and they couldn't get back in because they were all locked and everybody had left, and my dad had left me at the elementary school.
Oh, he just went off and left you. He didn't leave you in the car. He just left you. Like, he just forgot about you, period. Like,
oh, no.
Not even in the car. He just forgot you existed.
Huh.
Yeah, that stinks. Yeah, that's not a good one. Hey, appreciate you. I care about you. I just want you to know that. Like, I care. I appreciate you. All right, let's go over to Claudia in North Carolina. Claudia, hello.
Good morning.
What up, Claudia? Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
So I have two girls. My youngest is five now. When she was around two, I picked her from school. It was an early release day, so it was totally out of schedule. I'd been running errands all morning. I needed to stop for one last thing. And she had fallen asleep in the car, and I stopped. I got out of the car. I went and did, and I just totally left her in the car. I completely forgot I even had her. And after, like, I was in the store for, like, 2 minutes, I walked back out, and I looked, and I seen her, and I just started crying. I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm that mom that I said I would never be. I left my child in the car.
So are you saying Eddie shouldn't feel bad?
He should not. Like, I understand the feelings because I totally thought I was the worst mom in the world when it happened. But looking back, like, it happens. You just have to be, you just know you have to be more vigilant. You have to... Now, every time I get out of the car, even though they're older and they can get out by themselves, I look in the back seat.
They're 17, and she's like, all right, kids. thank you for the call. Appreciate you. Eddie, here's my final decision on this.
Yeah.
You should feel like the worst parent ever, but that should make you want to do a better job in making sure your kids are safe.
All right. I like that.
All right.
Gosh. I feel better that other people has...
Oh, that makes you feel better?
A little bit, yeah.
Our iHeartRadio Music Festival was this weekend. I guess it was Wednesday and Friday. It all feels like this weekend at this point. But I watched it, and it was really good. Here's Chris Stapleton doing a little Tennessee Whiskey.
People, it's time. You want to know what time it is?
It's time to drink some whiskey.
And then he goes into it. U.S. smooth. It was good. It was good for TV, too. And sometimes it doesn't translate, just generally shows. Yeah, Stapleton, it translated well. Then Miley did Party in the USA, which I did not see live. Man, it was good. She's good. So I put my Miley, to me, again, I don't have kids, but at one point I would have been like, not the best role model for young girls. But now I'm like, if I had a young girl, like, I don't agree with everything she says, but she has this whole you should just be you regardless of who you are mentality. I really like that. I feel like Miley is a pretty good influence as far as like real people go. She doesn't try to hide her faults. Eddie, you have kids. How do you feel about Miley?
Yeah, it's like we've seen her grown up and mature. So I like that she's learned from her mistakes, if you know. And I agree with you, man. She seems like a much better role model than she was before, for sure.
Yeah, she was just crazy. And again, she still probably does things that you don't want your kids doing. Yeah. But who doesn't? There's right. Not someone that doesn't. And if they are, it's probably fake anyway. Thomas Rhett did Bruno Mars. And listen to the crowd sing That's What I Like back. This is from our iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Girl, you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in a Cadillac. Anything you want. Cause you deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Good, huh?
Yeah.
So good.
So Stapleton and Thomas Rhett showed up. I mean, it was a really, really good look for country.
Bobby Bones Show.
In the next 7 or 8 minutes or so, we'll get an update on Amy's kids. She's adopted 2 kids. We're just trying to get them to America at this point. But before I lure the listeners to 7 minutes from now, is there an update?
Yeah.
There's an update!
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Just making sure. Okay.
They're working on it for 4 days. There better be.
So we're not stringing them along for nothing. There is an update.
Yeah.
There's an update.
All right, cool. Just wanted to make sure. Because I don't like it when you go, no.
No update.
I like it when you say, yeah.
There's an update.
All right, that's coming up in like 7 or 8 minutes or so. Over to Amy now.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Heads up, tonight on ABC, you've got the CMA Country Christmas with Reba hosting, also performing along with Kelsey Ballerini, Luke Bryan, Brett Eldridge. The list goes on. Again, that's tonight on ABC, so check it out. And congratulations to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. They're engaged. Stop. People
care. I get so annoyed by royal weddings.
Okay.
I don't even like my friends' weddings. Much less a royal wedding.
Harry had a custom-made engagement ring for Meghan. The diamonds belonged to Princess Diana, his late mom, obviously. And she also got a Cartier watch that also belonged to Diana.
I guess bah humbug, because I just am not into it. Until
and
it happens, then I'm like glued to the TV.
The Archbishop of Canterbury has given his blessing.
The art what?
What?
Be careful there.
Bishop.
Yeah,
there you go.
He's given his blessing, and that's a big deal because Meghan is divorced and not every church is
really?
Available to her. Yeah. Like, especially
how
in the
about that?
The huh. Church may be like, not happening here, but again,
wow.
Canterbury.
Maybe that bishop ain't a trip anyway. You know what I mean?
A what?
Nothing. Go ahead. I get it.
You done?
Anyway, congrats to them. And the wedding is expected in 2018.
All right.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Gives me something to put in my calendar.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
All right, I'd like to introduce you to somebody.
Okay, I'm ready.
Close your eyes for a second.
Okay.
Just close your eyes for a second. Amy has not met. Who we call Crazy Ray the Weather Guy. You were gone. You missed Crazy Ray the Weather Guy.
Okay, but
right.
Okay, yeah, I've never met him.
You never
okay.
Met Crazy. So what happens is Crazy Ray comes in, Crazy Ray the Weather Guy,
yeah.
And he reads the weather, but he's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were off in Haiti. Like you left the show, and then Ray was like, I got an idea for this. Okay, I'd like to introduce you to Crazy Ray the Weather Guy.
Okay.
Okay, so what
I heard you say you needed weather music, and I was like, oh my gosh, is Al Roker about to be here?
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in our weather guy, Crazy Ray the Weather
yeah.
Guy.
Okay.
Hi, Crazy Ray.
Woo!
All right, Ray, what's the weather like today?
What?
Woo, it's Crazy Ray with your crazy weather. Woo!
Austin, Texas! Hot 74! Get on your trunks!
There he is, Crazy Ray, the weather guy. Okay, hold on. All right, as we go around the country, Crazy Ray, what else do you have?
It's Crazy Ray with your crazy weather. Wow! Get ready, Las Vegas, sunny, high near 67. Hot!
There he is, hot. There he is.
Hot. Yeah, did you say 67?
But he's crazy. Exactly. You never know.
He's crazy.
He's crazy.
Oh.
You, on like Wednesday of last week after you left, or Thursday, whenever it was, he came in and pitched Crazy Ray the weather guy.
Yeah.
He wants to read all the
weathers. Okay.
Yeah, it's like this. Let's go back and check with our weather, Crazy Ray the weather guy.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Crazy Ray! With your crazy weather, 40% chance of rain, get a boat!
Get a boat.
Okay.
A 40%
okay.
chance
going.
Of rain.
I want more weather.
Get a boat.
What other cities?
And now let's go over to Crazy Way, the Ray the weather guy, Ray.
Wow, it's Crazy Ray with your crazy weather. Wichita, 64. Find a beach. Wow.
Wait, who says 64, though?
Find a beach, isn't it? Like, which is all, like...
You're landlocked.
Yeah.
All right, one more Crazy Ray.
What? It's Crazy Ray with your crazy weather. NOLA, 20% chance of rain. Find a boat!
You can't just keep yelling, find a boat. And a 20... That's why it's Crazy Ray, though. All right, there he is. Crazy Ray the what?
That's your crazy weather!
It's raining men!
Okay.
That's so dumb.
Amy is so disappointed. She thought someone was
coming
in. No,
I actually think it's hilarious. I just didn't know who was coming in. And now I get it. I haven't met Crazy Ray the weather guy, but I like it. I kind of can't wait for tomorrow. Does he do it every day?
I don't know. I don't know yet if he does every day. I think if I could give you a bit of feedback, it's for every one of those to have a different little anecdote. I like to have a boat, but you can't do it twice.
Well, then I need to get a writer or something.
No, you
wow.
want, you created
Ray,
Crazy
funny.
Ray the weather guy.
You do
guy.
It.
All right. And like, I don't know if all those like are accurate. Lost, like, I screwed up a couple numbers
well,
there.
Well, you also
so.
Can't mess up the numbers if you're the weather guy. Well, what was Vegas? What was Vegas today?
Vegas was in the 60s.
So I would say, Crazy Ray the weather guy, woo! Las Vegas, you're in the 60s. Double down on that, better going outside today.
See, I
wow!
wish you would have told me that.
Well, you did, no, I'm just saying.
Oh, see, Bobby, you could write for him.
No, I'm done writing. I write too much. Okay, Crazy Ray, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
The morning corny and an update on Amy's kids coming up. But first of all, let's say congratulations to Lanco, the number one song.
Right? Yeah. I was going to be your forever.
These guys.
You're going to be my wife. We didn't know any better. Didn't have a clue about
good dudes, man. They at the first of the year, I always do my class of 2017. They're artists that I follow all year. They could have never had a song that charted. That's the only rule of being a class of 2017. Like, you can't have a song that's ever been on the chart. Like, top 50. Nope. So we picked Luke Combs, and he's had two number ones. Lanco just had a number one here. And so it's nice to see. I got boys, do it.
You're going to be my wife.
So congrats to those guys. I mean, it's been that song's been out since January. Mm. Wow. Let's go over to Amy now with her crazy joke. Oh, no, it's just a
The morning corny.
What is Santa's favorite sandwich?
What is Santa's favorite sandwich?
Peanut butter and Jolly. Yeah. Christmas jokes are coming.
That was the morning corny.
An update on Amy's kids. She spent Thanksgiving in Haiti, so she'll catch us up. I don't even really know what happened. I've been wanting to know, as you guys knew.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones
Show.
Amy's been in the adoption process for practically 5 years at this point, and it's been like one hurdle after the other. And so Amy left, and she missed the day of the show last week because she went to Haiti, and she went to try to get her kids, at least make some calls and knock on some doors. And so, you know, just to kind of back you up a bit, is that they tried to have kids naturally, her and her husband. They tried to adopt domestically. Then she went on a mission trip to Haiti to do a women's conference, and she went in toward the orphanage and found these kids and decided she wanted to adopt them. And that's where we are now, except plus 5 years. So you go over. I mean, I saw your Insta stories. I saw you were with them. But what happened?
Well, so I had been told, in October-ish, I think, that we could plan on having the kids before Christmas and my paperwork was going to be in this one area for 30 days and then move on to the next phase. Well, 45 plus days went on and we just still hadn't moved. Well, so I get there and the paperwork starts moving. So it's amazing. Like, I met with a few different people, went to dinner with some people that are helping me out, and they literally showed me my paperwork and it was crazy. They had stamps, signatures, all these crazy things done, and my paperwork is now officially past two different phases. And today. I know 100% we moved forward. Like, those are two phases that would take 60 days total, and those are done.
Okay, but today.
Today is passports, and I went to the U.S. Embassy on Friday to do a power of attorney to, handle some stuff that needed to be done for this morning at 8 a.m. Haiti time. So that would be, now. So some stuff could be happening, right now.
Okay, so what's happening?
Well, today could be passport day, which could be huge.
So they could get their passports today.
Yes, they're getting Haitian passports.
What if they go to Paris instead? They're hey, we're out of here.
No, they're not going to do that. Oh. And the great thing is the U.S. Embassy is totally ready for them. I met with the adoption unit. It was so awesome. They knew my kids. They knew their name. They knew our file. And they were like, we are literally ready and waiting for them. Once their stuff gets to us and the part we need to do, we're so on top of it. And they're like, we're going to get this thing done.
So when do you think that gets to them?
Well, today.
Okay. And then when do they go, okay, come get your kids?
I mean, it could be, I've just been told to plan on before Christmas, and I met with a lawyer for my adoption agency, a representative.
Earliest and latest, do you think, in your mind? Earliest.
What's today?
Today's the 27th.
Earliest, maybe December 10th.
Earliest, December 10th.
Wow.
Latest?
Maybe December 24th, since they told me before Christmas.
So you're giving yourself a two-week window, earliest to latest.
Wow.
That's a tight window. I know, but some people would say maybe 2018, like my husband.
Yeah.
But the lawyer and the rep, we all did a huddle, hands in the middle,
Then you're in.
Yeah, that means everything.
After a meeting, and we said, before Christmas. And everybody goes, before Christmas. And they totally were like, whoa, we see this happening.
Okay, now you feel you're back on that train.
I'm back on that train.
Before Christmas. Okay.
So many great meetings, and shout out to our U.S. Embassy. They're amazing.
Okay. There we have it, everyone. We had an update.
There's an update.
Good. I'm excited to hear that. That's good.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
We have a segment on this show called Time Marches On, where somebody says something, and you're like, oh, man, time marches on. Or something happens in your life, you're like, man, I'm getting older. Time marches on. And it happened to me this weekend. Happened on Thanksgiving Day, actually. I'm watching the old Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Could not have been boringer.
I mean, good.
Could not have been. I mean, maybe the worst piece of television programming
really?
I've ever seen. Right. It couldn't have been worse. I've seen a lot of bad stuff. But that parade may be the worst block of things to ever be on. And I watched some of those infomercials. Still worse. So I'm watching the parade, right? And they introduce classic rock band, the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, no.
Oh, called them classic?
Oh. And I was like, oh, no, time marches on! No!
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to hear?
Man, I've seen the Goo Goo Dolls six times at concert.
Dang, we listen to oldies now.
Knew we're on oldies radio. Classic rock.
Please welcome classic rock trio Goo Goo Doll.
No.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
That's terrible.
First of all, this show is terrible. Second of all, they just hurt my feelings.
The closest heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't want.
I mean, kids don't even know about how good this song was.
That's why they're classic rock.
I know. I feel like our parents going, man, you don't even know about Poison.
Exactly.
Or Zeppelin, depending how old your parents are. I guess it's weird for me to go Poison. My mom got pregnant when she was 15 with me, so my parents' music.
She was jamming to Poison?
To 80s. Oh, my parents' music, my mom's music was always 80s and just barely 70s, but because we were so close in age. Like, I would assume for you guys, it's another generation.
Yeah, Beatles.
Wow.
Yeah.
And for Amy, Amy's dad's in his 70s.
Yeah. I don't really know what he listened to.
Like Gregorian chant.
Yeah. Hank Williams Sr.
Bing Crosby.
When Bing was on Top 40. Coming at you here at number 7, it's Bing Crosby with How's Your Day Going?
Maybe like Sinatra.
Yeah. So anyway, when they hit me with the classic rock band, I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
That's not right.
Y'all, it's happening.
Yeah, so as I like to say,
Time marches on.
All right, so time marches on because I saw the Goo Goo Dolls on the parade, and they were like, welcome, classic rock band, the Goo Goo Dolls. I was like, arr? Classic rock? Huh? Time marches on. Christina in Virginia, go ahead.
Yes, my 10-year-old nephew had to ask me this weekend what a payphone was. He's never seen one and didn't know what it was.
Oh.
Wow. What'd you tell him?
I told him it's a payphone. It's something we used to call from when we got a page from...
Oh, a page! Oh, and he's like, what's a page? Oh. Hey, thank you. Appreciate you. All right, let's go over to Cody in Arkansas. Cody!
What's up, man?
You're on the air, dude. Time marches on. Hit me.
Dude, I was watching TV the other day and came across the Classic Movie Channel, and the first Jurassic Park was on the Classic Movie Channel.
Dang, that's that. Time marches on. There it is.
Time marches on.
Appreciate you. Yeah, I appreciate those calls.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Amy spent her Thanksgiving in Haiti trying to get her kids over here, which, by the way, she gives the date December 10th to December 24th when the kids will be in America. So yeah, that'll be fun to follow along with. Lunchbox spent with his in-laws in Houston, and it's his wife's family, and they said, hey, love you, when he was leaving, and he was like, ugh. And then he admitted to us he didn't love them. So that was an interesting breakthrough today.
Yeah.
People are asking about my Thanksgiving. It was a loser Thanksgiving. Mike D was there. Hillary, our phone screener, was there. And she showed up with the toilet paper. You know, she was like, what should I bring? And I was like, I didn't need food because I ordered it already. I was like, bring me some toilet paper, like the good kind.
Good stuff?
She showed up with a massive amount of like the Charmin.
Double roll?
The 2-ply, for sure.
Good work.
So the only thing about the Thanksgiving dinner that was annoying was that I had to cook the turkey 2.5 more hours.
And you ordered a cooked turkey.
Ordered a cooked turkey!
And you had to cook it more.
It should be partially cooked turkey. So I had to cook it more. But it was pretty good. Oh, some people were giving me a hard time. Because on my Instagram, if you go over Mr. Bobby Bones, I placed a note. And the note said, Happy Thanksgiving. Here's the schedule for Thanksgiving.
I thought it was funny.
This is when you arrive. This is for mingling time. This is for eating time. This is for after eat, mingling, watching TV, dishes, that kind of thing.
Yeah, who did the dishes, by the way?
A little bit everybody.
Oh, okay.
Except me.
Yeah, and then exactly.
And then at the end, I bought all the food. What do you want?
Yeah.
And then at the end, it said, out the door.
Mm-hmm. Leave.
And then people are like, oh, how rude. Why would you even be have a party or a dinner if you had it out the door? Let me tell everybody something. First of all, I had a party because I felt like Mike didn't have anywhere to go. Do you have anywhere to go, Mike D?
No.
No. Our phone screener Hillary had nowhere to go. And I was like, I have a place to go. Now, it wasn't open house. You couldn't just come whenever you wanted. There was a get there time and a leave time. But I felt like by stating that as well, nobody was going to feel awkward about overstaying. Because that's always a thing, too, that I feel bad for. It's not that I want them to leave at a certain time. It's that I don't want anyone to feel awkward, like, oh, I really want to go, but I don't know how to be the first one out.
Yeah.
Because it's tough to be the first one out when there are just a few people.
Yeah. No, I've done Thanksgiving at your house before, and there definitely is a moment where you're like, okay, so for you, I
wanted it to be easier on them. Yeah. That was for them. Okay. I wrote that note for them.
Okay. For you, I see you writing that note, and I'm like, okay, but if I showed up as a guest anywhere else and I saw like that, the breakdown, and there wasn't like room for just organic hang time?
There was. It said that. There was mingling time at the beginning and then after dinner.
Yeah, but then what if somebody busted out like a fun game? It's like, gotta go.
There was no game time
there
on the menu.
There was no rollers listed. It wasn't time to bust out.
Okay. I mean, for you, I guess it makes sense, but...
But you can see it on my Instagram.
And you underlined dishes, by
the way. Well, I just wanted people to know that it was an option.
Yeah.
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 That's the part I laughed
about. You were going to get to the dishes.
There's no way he's doing the dishes, and it's underlined, so he's making sure people see it because they need to go in there and do it.
Amy.
What? No, again, I've been at your Thanksgiving. Hey, I cooked and did the dishes.
By the way, your toot is bothering me right now. Now, let me say this.
What?
I used nice plates. I didn't have to. I was going to go full paper and just throw them all away.
Uh-huh.
But because I decided to use the nice plates, I felt like I needed to underline dishes.
Okay, because it's Thanksgiving.
With three lines.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
Are you looking at it?
Yeah,
three
I'm
lines.
At it.
Yeah.
Dishes.
Eddie, read the times for me.
Yeah, 1:45 general mingling.
Yes.
2 o'clock dinner is served.
Right on the money.
Now, an hour and a half later, 3:30 football/mingling/dishes. Underline 3 times.
To be fair, 90 minutes is probably generous for eating time.
I thought that was long. Yeah, yeah, I think you gave a lot. Yeah.
There's some mingling inserted in there. I just wanted to be extra mingle time.
What is general mingling like?
Talk about whatever you want.
What was it like? I'm just curious. Between you, Mike, three.
And what are you guys talking about?
I learned about Hillary and her sisters.
Oh, sisters.
And what they're doing. And she has softball coaches for a sister. And
then, really?
Yeah, of course. And Mike D, like his family's going to Mexico City for Christmas, and he's debating on going or not because they have to drive. They drive all night on the America side because they won't drive at night through Mexico because it's dangerous.
Yeah.
People will like pull them over with guns and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So things like that, what I'm trying to learn about people, because I'm up here, I don't get to learn about people's lives so much that aren't on the immediate part of the show.
Oh, I like this.
That's
okay.
Good mingling.
General
wow,
mingling.
That is some good mingling.
Dude, I rocked some general mingling.
Was that in the general mingling before dinner or was that... I'm just trying to figure out where this took
Football,
place.
Football, commercial
both,
breaks.
Both before. Okay. Some of the early led to later. And then what time's out the door?
That was 4:15.
Right on the money. Everybody was out.
Everyone split.
Yeah.
When was pie?
During eating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, you ate the pie
immediately.
Right after you ate?
As soon as you finish eating the dinner, you go right to the pie.
Yeah, because you have to eat the pie before you do the dishes, which was after.
You, like,
more
dishes.
Yeah, come on.
I thought you hung out for a little while, let the food settle.
Nope, not at all. So there you go. The end. And Thanksgiving was a rousing success. I guess on Wednesday night, Chris Stapleton came over to my house. We did a Bobby cast, and we talked for like an hour and 15 minutes. Now, there was some pressure to this, because I know Chris, and that wasn't the pressure of us just hanging out. The pressure was that I knew everybody was going to listen to it and just pick it apart. Like, how often, if ever, has Chris Stapleton an hour and 15-minute interview straight up? You're just sitting there. It's not like I can go to song. We're in my house in comfortable chairs just talking, hanging out. And I knew people were going to pick. So far, I haven't really been hit with that many. It's been like, wow, what a, you know, it's been good. It's been good. But I don't think I've ever felt as much in the, I don't feel pressure. Like, I wasn't nervous, but I was like, man, Chris Stapleton is the silent icon. And he even says that he doesn't like to talk. He doesn't like to talk about himself. He doesn't like, luckily I knew him enough where I could poke around a bit. And find some real, like, he loves Game of Thrones, loves Walking Dead. I mean,
that's interesting.
You have to, and listen, my interview technique at once was its own. Now, if I can just hurt my elbow, pat myself on the back, everybody tries to interview like me. Every show's like us now. Every show's trying to be like us now. You shouldn't, because we're not even good. You're trying to duplicate a show that's not even that good. Don't get me started. I've already started, though.
Okay, stop.
Okay, thank you. But that being said, Chris came over and we talked for an hour and 50 minutes. And let me say, it's fantastic. And there will be people who listen to it and go, oh, I wish you would talk more about his songwriting early on. Because it didn't a whole lot, because we just didn't get there. But I think you should listen to it. You can search BobbyCast on iTunes or iHeartRadio and subscribe to it. And I think it was fantastic. I got some belly laughs out of Stapleton.
Really?
So I was like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, the fact that he was valedictorian in high school and was like, I don't want to speak. I don't like speaking, so I just played a song instead. I was like, that's Chris. I mean, that's him. He doesn't really get in the circle of like, what are you getting screwed over? Are you? He's like, just doing music. He doesn't even look up when he plays. That's why he keeps his head down. He didn't look at the crowd.
Yeah. Wow. I got to listen to it. Does he talk about, like, I don't know what y'all talked about.
Ask me. We talked for an hour. Like, I'm telling you.
I know, hour 15. Like, I don't know. What does he do besides make great music?
His family.
I know he's a family, yeah. But, like, I don't know. I picture him, like, doing woodwork.
That's funny. I kind of picture that,
too. Does he go jogging or do the elliptical? I don't know.
You need to listen to the BobbyCast.
Okay.
But it was one where I was like, man. And he came by himself. Like, most people come to my house by themselves.
What does he drive?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a good question.
Is he driving like
in a Jeep, huh? Yeah, he's in a Jeep. Okay. I mean, I'm telling you, there's no flash.
Really?
I just wondered, like, what does Chris Stapleton drive? Oh, like, yeah, what does he get out of a little Jeep electric car?
It wasn't even like a cool, expensive old Jeep. It was just a normal Jeep, right? Like, he just drove up in a Jeep.
Nice.
That was a Jeep he drove across the desert. I have all these. Like,
traveler, you mean?
Yeah.
Hey, and he talks about, like, his... Hey, you should listen to it.
No, I will.
But I did feel, before it started, like, ooh, everybody's going to listen to this, and if I screw it up... Luckily, I knew him enough, or I could... But, again...
I'll bring in notes.
I don't want them. That's the thing.
Oh, I thought you said everyone's going to listen to
Yeah, but I don't want the notes from you guys.
Why? Okay. We don't know what we're talking about.
I'll throw mine away.
Yeah, all your notes... Have you listened to it?
No. Oh.
Search BobbyCast. Stapleton was the house. We did over an hour... And I thought it was fantastic. Like, I just like the guy. But, yeah, it's a... Listen, it's fantastic. I'm going to say it.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, I want to say this, that the last couple years, our band, the Raging Idiots, have had this monster show in Nashville. It's called the Million Dollar Show. And we're announcing the Million Dollar Show number 3 on January 22nd. We're announcing that right now.
Yeah.
And so I'll just give you a little background real quick. We started this band, Eddie and I. It was just two dudes playing bars for charity. That's it. And we were like, well, if we had $1 million, we'll try to get a funny record deal. And then we had planned the first Million Dollar Show to actually make the $1 million for St. Jude. And then by the time we got to it, it was $2 million. But we still called it the Million Dollar Show because we didn't want to change the name of it. So it kind of celebrates St. Jude and us doing music. But every year we invite artists to show up and play with us. And we'll roll out the artists this week. Can't say anything about who's going to play so far. And then we had surprises. Like last year, Sam Hunt played, Thomas Rhett played with the Raging Idiots. Garth showed up at the end, was a surprise, played.
Crazy.
Band Perry played.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just nuts. But I'm announcing now, tickets go on sale Friday. But for this, I'm doing it on the national network so people know. Fly in for this one. Trust me. Fly in for
it's
this one.
It's worth it.
If you can afford it, I know it's Christmas, but if you, 122. So that's January 22nd is when the show happens. Tickets go on sale this Friday. So it's our band, the Raging Idiots, and lots of special guests, and that's all awesome. That's all I can say about
that.
Wait,
can you say the special guests?
I'll roll out a couple tomorrow and one every day.
Yeah.
And then there'll be surprises that we don't even announce. Like last year, Thomas Rhett or Garth wasn't announced.
Right.
They just showed up. So you never know.
And then Garth made a crazy donation.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll play some Raging Idiots here. Sweeping the nation. This is Namaste from the Raging Idiots. Here you go.
7:30 in the morning. In the suit that I was born in. Girl, why you laughing at me? Come on, baby, with my khakis. I'm running late, need to beat it like Jackson. But you're kind of a distraction. Cause I can't stop watching you. Showing me your savasana. Like the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Probably oughta hit the road, but now I'm a stay. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye. I might lose my job, but now I'm a stay. Come on, baby, let me jump in on those stretches you're doing. I'll be a student. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably oughta hit the road, but now I'm a stay. Namaste, namaste. Girl, I'm trying to be responsible, but you're making it impossible. In the spandex pants looking all flexible and you're down with all. Namaste, ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye. I might lose my job. Come on, baby, let me jump in on those stretches you're doing. I'll be a student. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably oughta hit the road, but namaste. Namaste. Probably oughta hit the road, but namaste. 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 You're the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Ain't got a clue what this means, but nah. I'm a
gonna stay. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye. I might lose my job, but nah, I'm gonna stay. Come on, baby, let me jump in all those stretches you're doing. I'll be a student. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably oughta hit the road, but nah, I'm gonna stay. Nah, I'm gonna stay. Probably oughta hit the road, but nah, I'm gonna stay. Nah, I'm gonna stay. Probably oughta hit the road, but nah. Mistake.
There it is. Million Dollar Show. Tickets going to sell Friday. It's in January. It'll be big. That's all I can say for now. A couple that loves Olive Garden named their daughter Olivia Garten. Shout out to my Arkansas people.
Awesome.
They ate at Olive Garden daily for nearly 7 weeks, and they're going to name their child Olivia Garten. Justin and Jordan Garten of Fort Smith. They grew up going to Olive Garden. They went to Olive Garden together. So they're like, all right, her name's going to be Olivia Michelle Garten. Or otherwise, OMG.
That's
if you had to name your kid about something you loved, like Olive Garden, what would you name them? Right? It should be trivial. Like, don't get all like, you know, I'd name them Bible Jones. Okay, oh. We know you love the Bible. Okay? So let's have fun with this. You know?
I like Bible Jones.
I know. Yeah.
You know, I like what I mean? How her name is still real, though, but it fits the...
Didn't care. There are no rules to this.
Oh.
So I mean, I'd be like, if my daughter, I'd be like, hey, Razorback Ina, come here.
You know, I like it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I love the Razorbacks. Ooh, rough weekend for us. We had fired our head coach, Brett Bielema.
Yeah.
I don't think they should have, but whatever.
Yeah,
go
what
Hogs
happened?
Anyway. Nah, you know, I'll do a whole podcast that no one will listen to. I have a secret podcast that no one listens to, where I just talk about Arkansas sports. No one even knows about it. I don't even publicize it. It didn't even get put out. It's just on a file on my computer. I just cry about Arkansas sports. Okay, so Amy, what would you name your kid?
Cauliflower.
Uh-huh. Wow.
I love cauliflower.
The only person in the world that loves cauliflower.
What? It's so good.
I would say Real World Mom.
Real World Mom.
Well, I didn't know how to do Teen Mom in there, too.
Just
but,
say Teen Mom.
But we picked one
oh,
thing.
Oh, I get it.
All right, Real World.
Okay. But like Real World, real, like
Real World,
real. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, Eddie.
Pepperoni mushroom pizza.
Okay, but you guys aren't making them into names.
Oh.
You're just saying words.
That could be his name.
You could name
or
him.
Her name.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it.
You mean old Peppy?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
I'm messing that one up.
Right. Like Peppy. Pepperoni.
Peppy, get over here.
Yeah. Raise your back, Gina. Come here.
Collie.
Your mom's
Collie.
Like, yeah, right.
Play with Collie.
Teen mom. Hey, the question was the food that Americans Instagram the most. That you're never gonna get it. Hello, Bailey in Nashville.
Hello.
Hit me with it.
I think it's pizza.
Pizza. Now, so I love looking at pizza. That's not the right answer, though. But thank you. I appreciate you. Never gonna get it, Amy?
Hamburgers.
Show me hamburgers. Lunchbox. Uh-huh.
Dessert.
And then let's go over to Eddie. No one's going to get it. Go ahead.
I got it. Fried food.
Boy, you guys can't get any more generic. It just goes
I was specific.
Well, I was thinking carnival fried food, like funnel cakes.
Okay.
I was pretty specific.
No, you weren't.
Dessert.
I'm going to go with stuff with sugar.
Stuff you put in your mouth.
Stuff that gives you energy.
I'm going to go with nutritious stuff.
Anything that has a calorie.
I'm going to go.
You know what a dessert is.
What is it?
The answer is shrimp.
Shrimp?
Yeah.
What?
Shrimp.
Never
I've never
even
seen
a shrimp on Instagram,
hey,
ever.
Yeah, I did not.
Hey, haters.
Never.
Relax.
What?
All right. That's the most
dessert.
American shared thing on Instagram.
No.
Shrimp. There you go.
Anything you eat with a utensil.
I have some stuff I want to talk about. First of all, there's this bride in New Jersey. She had an allergic reaction to milk and almonds in her own wedding cake, and then she had to be rushed to the hospital.
That's terrible.
What?
I mean, come on. You got to
know.
That's on you. That's on you.
Yeah.
Hey, bride, that's on you. Like,
unless she disclosed it to the baker and the baker forgot.
Or did she not know she was allergic?
You got to know at that point in your life. Almonds. I mean, and milk.
Yeah, you should know by the time you get married.
Yeah, milk and almonds.
Victoria and Dominic were enjoying their wedding when the bride started having problems breathing.
No.
She would soon learn she was allergic to milk and almonds. And because she was moving around, it was that much faster. And all of a sudden, she was like, they missed the rest of the reception. And then they're going to make it up. But at least 150, whatever. It's just the whole thing.
Should be cut out of her dress.
You saw it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut out?
Yeah, no, she swallowed up. Like,
whoa. Yeah,
oh, I get it now. Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear another crazy story? And this one's not a funny one. But a police officer shot and wounded a man. He stole from a store in Texas, and the guy pulled out a pellet gun.
Yeah.
And the cop couldn't tell the difference. So the cop did what the cop's supposed to do. He shot him.
Absolutely.
And so they were like, we couldn't tell the difference. You're not supposed, when somebody pulls a gun on you, I don't care if it's a fake toy gun.
Yeah.
Unless it's orange, it has a big Nerf. And even then,
yeah,
it's like, what are you supposed to do? So two on-duty officers were in uniform. They responded to a report of a theft at 4:30 p.m. at the Sunglass Hut. One officer stayed on the upper deck. The second one was on the lower floor. Mall security also reported that they were following the man who stole two pairs of sunglasses. The man fled from security, got on the escalator, pulled out what they later found out was the pellet gun or the BB gun, regardless. Mm-hmm. I mean, depending on, but there's a difference too. Like, I had a pellet gun and a BB gun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Most people don't know the difference. But anyway, they thought it was a real gun, which I would have too. And the suspect taken to the hospital, condition unavailable, no information released.
Wow.
I hope nothing happens to the officer. It shouldn't.
I hope nothing does.
So, yep, there was that. Something else I wanted to bring up is that it's interesting. And I would like to say, first of all, I don't care what I'm about to talk about. Like, I don't have an opinion, good or bad, about it. But so, like, I'll give you an example. Taylor Swift. She has the song New Year's Day that's going to country radio today, right?
Don't be.
And I like the song, and I hope it's fantastic. Bebe Rexha has the song. It's a Bebe Rexha song on her record with Florida Georgia Line called "Meant to Be." It's a jam. I've said it's a jam before. It was supposed to come over to country. What's going to be interesting to me is these country PDs have held back country female artists for so long. If they're going to let two artists that have pop records go and fly up,
doesn't seem right.
No, I'm not saying it doesn't seem right.
Mm.
I'm just curious to see what happens, because I think both those songs are fantastic.
Yeah, they're good.
So
I mean,
again,
they deserve to go. If they're getting played, I mean, they deserve.
And so the industry has just felt like women don't get me started. Because I've been fighting for women in country music.
Yeah.
For how long have we been doing this show now? 100 years?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Or five?
Yeah,
almost
maybe
five.
A little more than 100.
Oh, my goodness.
Five or 100, it feels, I don't know.
Since the beginning of when we got here, I was like, this ain't. So I'll be interested to see what happens. These are from two pop albums. And if country PDs go, yeah, let's just shoot them on up the chart. You know what else is funny? Florida Georgia Line, that song Smooth, which I love, the Bullfrog song.
Yeah.
It failed. It bombed out at like 13.
Really?
Wasn't even number one. It's like my favorite Florida Georgia Line song in like 80 years. But this is what?
So many years.
Yeah, that's how it feels like around here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But anyway, is that an interesting thing to you that there's two pop records, they're females, and if they surpass all...
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm curious to see how it plays out.
Except for Kelsey and maybe, you know, Carrie and Miranda.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that there's been a female artist have a number one that hasn't been on The Verge, that we haven't made, that iHeart hasn't embraced.
Right, because Lauren Elena got one on The Verge, Carly Pierce got one on The Verge.
And they all had songs that were just like struggling at the time.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't have been struggling because they're fantastic songs.
Right.
But these, you know, men program directors aren't moving up the songs. So anyway, that's what I spend my time worried about.
You worry about weird stuff.
And I don't worry. I just think about it. This Meant to Be song is the jam. I haven't listened to it like on my own time. And some of this crap that we play, I don't listen to on my own time.
He was meant to be.
Some of the crap we play, I love. But just being honest, you never love of everything.
Right.
But yeah, that Meant to Be song is the jam.
He was meant to be.
But again, it's a Bebe Rexha song. She's an R&B pop artist.
He was meant to be.
But like the song, if it's meant to be. I wish we played it. Like, I've been playing at the dance party for a month or so. But anyway, there you go. And Taylor's song.
Don't be.
Taylor's Taylor, but still a pop record. Anyway, enough. Hey, so where do you want to start? How about I took my dog in for his final chemo. It was his fifth chemo, and when he got sick, when they said he has cancer and they had to take his spleen out and remove other things, they said he gets five chemos. He can do no more because his body can't take it. And they were like, because he's a 30-pound, was a 30-pound dog. He's about 23 pounds now. If you look at the pictures, he definitely lost some weight because of his illness. But so they say, hey, he may not even get through his chemos. Like, we're giving him between, you know, 5 to 6 to top 8 months left to live. And I was like, oh, man, it's been difficult for me. But he's had great energy. Through 4 of the 5 chemos, he's crushed. Like, no problem. So he had his fifth. He's great. Tons of energy. Went into the doctor with him on, I don't know, the last week's kind of blurry to me because all the days are off because of the holiday. So I go in on the 5th. They give him the chemo, talk to the doctor. And I like to deal in data. And I'm like, hey, I know you can't tell me exactly how much longer he has. But he's like, hey, he went through all 5 of the chemos. He's finished fantastic. And I was like, breed, size, whatever. And he was like, about 3 months. So he's going to outlive his original. I don't believe in jinxing things, so I'm not even going to knock on wood. But he's going to outlive what they told him originally. But they give him about 3 months, and that'll put him at about 8. He'll go 8 months in 1 day, dang it, if I know this dog. Mm-hmm. So he's got about 3 months left. And I was worried he wouldn't make it till Christmas.
Yeah.
But the cancer hasn't come back because they've been hitting hard with the chemo. But he's done with chemo. Now he's just living. So they give him 3 months. But I appreciate all the messages that people send constantly. I mean, I see them. I posted him this morning. But he doesn't know he's sick. Like, I'm telling you. The fact that he doesn't know you know what my therapist told me to do?
What?
Write him a letter.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've been, like, blocking it out, like the sadness part of it.
And so have you started that?
No. Mm-mm.
Do you think that you will?
I have to because I have to go back and talk to my head shrinker tomorrow.
Well, I know, but I mean, I could say...
Yeah, I wouldn't lie, and I would... No, I was given the assignment.
That's how things get done, give you an assignment?
Oh, absolutely. Like, this is a task, carry it out. Why do you think I'm in this chair? I carry out tasks.
Oh, I don't know, but, like, what if we give you... Can we give you an assignment?
What are you guys going to... No, you're not...
Yeah, we've tried, it doesn't work.
You're not my assigners.
There you go.
Yeah. That's more so was my question. I was like, okay.
No, we don't have the power to assign him anything. He assigns us stuff and we have to do it.
That's how it works. But anyway, all the messages, thank you very much. He finished all 5 of his treatments. I appreciate all the positive messages. And just wanted to update you guys on what the deal was. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So if you're feeling a little guilty, like maybe you had way too much to eat over Thanksgiving, I have some good news because... I think, Bobby, did you tell us like the other day somewhere around, or I read somewhere that you could gain like 5 to 10 pounds over the holidays?
Well, yes, overall.
But get this. I read a study that I'm going to share with you like, hey, don't freak out. You only gain 1 pound during the holidays.
No, that's 1 pound in a day because over water, I saw the same thing. It's 1 pound. You gain like a pound if you're like the next day. Oh, it feels so big. Mm-hmm. Usually it's about a pound.
Yeah.
Water weight, food.
Retention, sodium.
Over the holiday, though, because it does take 4, 5, 6 days to process and sit, it is the 5 to 10 pounds.
Oh.
Yeah.
It says 1 pound during the holidays.
Liars.
Don't listen to that. You know who wrote that? Stuffing Inc.
So eat more stuffing and buy our sweatpants.
Yep, that's exactly it.
Or stretchy. So heads up, if you're looking to buy a Christmas tree, you better do it sooner than later because there is a tree shortage. We're just now, it's been like over the past 10 years, like they've been planting less and doing all this, but they say this is the year that we're going to see it really affect us and they're going to run out or trees are going to be way more expensive.
Let me tell you something about these Christmas trees.
What?
I like to compare it to something else in my life. If I'm underneath the yellow light and I know it's going to turn red, I close my eyes or look down because I don't want to see me running red light because then I feel guilty. Right? Mm-hmm. My neighbors have already put up Christmas trees, so I don't look at their Christmas trees. I keep my head down because I don't want to feel guilty because I look at it and I go, oh, I should, so I don't even see it. Hey, see no evil? There is no evil.
I like it.
So I don't do either. So I don't look at red. I close my eyes when I'm driving through red lights. And I don't close my eyes and walk out my front door. What else?
Okay, so Bobby, you
I might be insane. When I say it out loud, I'm insane. Yeah.
You hosted Thanksgiving at your house, so I was going to go through some of the etiquette rules when you're hosting a dinner, because obviously Christmas is coming up, so you might be having people over.
I am not, but go ahead.
Okay, so did you know that if you're passing, say you're sitting around, someone's like, pass the salt. Did you know you're supposed to pass the salt and the pepper together, even if they didn't ask for it?
I mean, they'd get lonely without each other.
Yeah,
They're like twins.
And
you
then
know, when you split them apart and they go to college, they feel weird.
Oh.
Do you know what wait for the signal to eat is? What's the signal?
The signal to eat, I would think, would be whomever is the head takes the first bite.
Okay, close. It's the host, which would have been you, unfolds and places the napkin in his or her lap.
Oh, well, at ours, the signal, I took off my pants. I was like, all right. When I threw them over my shoulder,
oh,
I was like, eat up, everybody.
That would have been time to go for me.
And then if your glass is empty of like wine or whatever, you're supposed to check the rest of the table. And before you pour yourself a glass, you're supposed to refill everybody else.
Ah, come on.
Get out of here.
I would just avoid alcohol at the dinner part of holidays because all the political fights just turned.
Yeah.
I was watching.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it wasn't Black Friday fights for me this time on social media. It was political fights during Thanksgiving. Those are the videos I was watching. I would watch people yell at each other over who they voted for.
Yeah, like no politics at
then no alcohol.
Holiday dinners.
Yeah, no alcohol.
Oh, because then that's when people get a little feisty. Yeah. Okay, and then
yes,
lastly.
Yes, that's when people get a little feisty, yes. this just in. Yes, go ahead.
You're supposed to wait to ask for seconds. Make sure there's enough to go around before you go back for more.
That's a terrible idea. Just go get it.
Yeah.
What else you got? Anything else?
Yes. Cinnamon. Since speaking of holiday waking
like
earlier, if you
thumbs
can
up.
Find ways to add cinnamon to anything, one good example might be to your morning coffee or something. Cinnamon has been proven to help burn fat. So start sprinkling cinnamon on everything because
it's just bad advice. You're
Why?
Giving bad advice. You're like, eat all you want, you gain 1 pound, and cover everything in cinnamon because you'll live longer.
I'm trying to encourage people from like feeling like, oh, I'm going to gain 10 pounds.
This is like that commercial where they're laying in a field. It's the girl and the guy, right? They're laying in a field. They're in like a cornfield, right? And she's like, you know what? He's like, are you going to eat that? And she's like, I am. He's like, but what about sugar? The sugar in it. She's like, oh, no, it's not sugar. It's actually...
Oh, yeah, corn syrup.
It's actually corn syrup.
Made from real corn.
And he's like, but corn syrup, isn't that kind of... No, it's been proven that it's exactly the same as sugar, so it's not any worse, and eaten in moderation. And they're like, corn syrup.
It's good for you.
It's not worse for you than sugar.
This ad was sponsored by
corn syrup.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but... I'm just giving people tips if they're going to eat stuff anyways. Sprinkle a little cinnamon on.
Okay.
Like my pizza. Let's start doing that.
Hey.
Ew,
no problem.
No,
no
on
problem.
Stuff that makes sense, like sweet potatoes,
there you
coffee.
Go.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Want to give you an update on Amy's kids. So if you're new to our show, so basically I started the show by myself and I know what I was doing and we didn't have any money, so they were like, hey, you're on your own. I was like, well, can I go hire my friends? And they were like, I don't care what you do, but you have like $20,000 total to go pay for whatever you want. So I just hired all my friends. And so Lunchbox was working at Jason's Deli delivering sandwiches. Amy was selling granite. Eddie was a TV producer. Mike D. And so we just all end up together doing this show, right? I'm the only person that's like a radio person. So we get together and we're in our young 20s and we're growing up. And all of a sudden, you know, Amy gets married and they start to try to have a kid. And it's a big deal. Like, we're trying to have a kid. And we're like, what? Ah! That's like 8 years ago, right? We're like, oh my God. We're like going crazy, right? Confetti. Boom. They're going to have a kid. No kid came, right? So they're trying, and then Amy's like, you know what, we've been trying, we're going to keep trying, and all the internal parts were healthy, so that wasn't the problem, but they just, for some reason, it wasn't working.
Yeah, we saw fertility doctors.
And then she was like, I'm getting fertility drugs, and we're like, oh man, because Amy got pretty...
Hormonal.
Yeah, we'll go with that word for a while.
More crazy.
I mean, I didn't say that, you did, but she was just...
I'll say it.
It was.
I was crazy on Clomid.
So she did that. And she was like, you know what? We're going to adopt. And we're like, yeah! yeah, big announcement, adoption. She's like, we're going to adopt, you know, domestically. We don't care what, how old, what color the kid is. We don't care, guy, boy or girl. Just give us a baby. And we're like, yeah, big party. All right, big party. And so we had this party, and then her husband, Air Force, moved. They have to start over. Move. Have to start over. Move. And they're like, okay. Then Amy's like, we're going on a mission trip. And that wasn't a big party because I was just Amy doing what she does, going on a mission trip.
Yeah.
She comes back and she's like, I went to orphanage and I met these kids. I'm going to adopt them. And we're like, what? She was like, yeah. I met these two kids and they were like 1 and 5 or something, right? Like
yeah. That.
And we're like, wow.
Yeah.
We're having a party. Amy's adopted. That's 5 years ago. We've had all these parties, right? So it's been almost 5 years and Amy still doesn't have a kid. Two kids. Just two kids. They're hers that have her last name that she can't get to America. It's been 5 years almost. Amy goes to Haiti this past weekend. Fill us in, please.
Well, I had some really productive meetings. I saw evidence and proof that my paperwork had progressed. And just at some meetings with some people that are heavily involved as our case through our adoption agency, and they live in Haiti and they see the process. We did one of those, like, you know, group things where you put your hand in the middle and we're like, kids before Christmas. And they were all in agreement that they totally think it could happen. So I'm back on the whole. I know before I left, I was like, definitely not on the before Christmas train anymore. And now I'm back on.
Do you feel like you going over there made a difference?
I think when you're there, yes, I saw things spring into action because the stuff that happened while I was there, I was told for almost 45 days was basically happening, but it just wasn't happening. And the minute you show up, it's like people are like, oh, she's here. She's here. She's here. We had told her we were going to do this. Let's go help her do this. She's here. She's
so you think it was a good thing?
I think 100%. I'm so glad I went. And then just meeting people that are involved and like, yeah, because like on my agency side, they're here in the States, but they have people down there working. And I got to meet those people. I had never really met them before. So that was good. Like they were like, we want this for you. We're helping you. We're on your side. Let's do this.
There's the update.
There's an update.
So she's given us that incredibly tight window of November 10th through November 24th.
Yeah, I mean, I just made that up. But yeah, November 24th but who cares, is right? Before Christmas. And you got to keep the faith, you know? Like,
I agree. And you can say whatever. By the way, did I tell you I was offered Times Person of the Year this weekend?
I'm not Donald Trumping this.
No, I was just saying I was offered it, but I was like, I don't have time for a photo shoot.
Yeah.
You're busy?
Yeah, I was like, pass. They were like, probably. I was like, pass.
What's the origin of that joke?
What do you mean?
Like, what are you making fun of?
Donald Trump?
No, I didn't
he tweeted out, they called him, and said they probably offered him Time Magazine of the Year, but he said, nah, pass.
Person of the Year, and then
Time got on and goes, okay. No, he didn't. So I got on Twitter. I said, Garth just called me and offered me his Entertainer of the Year award. But he said I needed to go on stage and sing a song with him. I got flag football today. I said, pass.
Oh, that's okay. Now I get it.
So I could say something like with the kids, like maybe they offered me my kids this week.
You can say whatever you want.
Pass.
I'll string it out.
Yeah, never mind. 2018. I don't know now.
Say whatever you want. Yeah. You didn't know that?
I didn't see that. No. I just saw everybody making fun of it. I'm like, I had no idea what they were talking about.
Like everybody from both sides.
Everyone.
Like, it was not a partisan issue.
No.
But so everyone. I don't get it. Was he just given false information or did he get it? Maybe he got pranked. Like, hey, this is Time Magazine, but it was really...
Crank Yankers called him.
Hey! Crank Yankers!
Hey, President Trump, it's Time Magazine!
We're here to offer you Person of the Year.
Yeah.
Crank Yankers.
That was a funny show.
Dude, that was so many of those puppets. So funny.
Five facts about Family Matters, because it's Urkel's birthday, he's 41.
Ooh.
Or would you like, Lunchbox takes a science quiz.
Oh, boy.
Amy, you picked the bit. We have like a couple minutes.
Science quiz.
Oh, great. Okay.
All right.
It's going to be bad.
Can I preface this?
Go ahead.
I got my first C in fifth grade science, Miss Beard. That was my first C of my life, and it went downhill from there. So science was not my strong point.
All right. Bill Nye, the science guy, turned 62 today. Easy science trivia. What's the process called which plants change sunlight into food?
Oh, that's the one I know. Photosynthesis.
Correct.
Yeah!
All right. What type of scientist studies living plants?
A chemist.
A chemist. No. That'd be a botanist. Yeah. Okay. Number three. The planet Earth is the blank planet from the sun.
Five.
Nice random number.
We can sing the song.
You gotta be kidding me.
Like five.
TV show.
How are you even walking around? Like that's
what do you mean? I walk with my feet.
Are you sure?
Gravity. That's how I walk around. Because if we didn't have gravity, we'd just float. Right.
Who taught you that?
You did.
Thank you.
Mercury, Venus, Earth.
Well, where is the sun?
Oh my!
Welcome
God.
Welcome to Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah. Or the show Third Rock from the Sun.
Exactly.
Or the Raging Idiots, the Planet Song.
Yes.
My very energetic mother just served us my pizzas.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I didn't know where the... You never say the sun in there.
Yeah, we do.
The sun doesn't count because it's before. It's zero. Oh.
It starts from the
sun.
I didn't know that.
What do you call a scientist who studies the stars?
Ooh. He uses a telescope. The Big Dipper.
Yeah.
Galileo.
Galileo.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's correct. There you go.
Hey, baseball team, Houston.
Astros.
Okay, so that would be a...
Astronomer.
Oh, astronomer.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
He thought the scientist was called a Galileo.
A dude with a telescope.
That guy with a telescope. Big Dipper. I'm going to go with... Galileo, Figueroa,
Don't let it go.
I mean, are stars really that interesting? Don't they all look the same?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gusts of wind. I don't even care.
I got this one. Give me this one. I'll get it. Let me get two.
They're caused by changes in air pressure from blank to blank.
Oh, yeah. Atmospheric pressure.
Yeah, there you go. High to low. I'll do the Urkel bit, too.
Thank you.
That's terrible.
Save
Dude,
it.
I can't believe you know so little about just general knowledge. It's not even science. That's general
not
knowledge.
Anything.
No, that's...
He thought a scientist that studied stars was a Galileo.
He's serious when he said, I taught him gravity. He didn't know that if the Earth stopped moving, we would all float up.
I didn't know that.
All right, five facts about Family Matters. Jaleel White's 41 today, better known as Urkel, right? Number one, it was a spinoff from Perfect Strangers. The mom, Harriet, was in Perfect Strangers. She worked at the Chronicle with them.
Wow.
With Docu Bartokimus and Larry. Yeah, it was a spinoff. Number two, there's a real Steve Urkel. Steve Urkel was a friend of the creator who named it in honor of his buddy. It was spelled E-R-K-E-L.
Oh. That's pretty cool.
Steve Urkel. And Urkel, I told you guys, this was only supposed to be in one episode.
Yes.
And so he was so popular at the very end of the episode, they put him in more, and then the whole show was based around him. Yeah. Number three, the youngest Winslow child totally disappeared. Judy, like, she walked upstairs, and then she never came down.
And no one said anything. That's so sad.
By season five, she was no more. I think she was in, like, porno later in life, too.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
really?
Interesting
yeah.
fact.
Yeah. Huh. That's just a fact I think I remember. Is that true? Oh, maybe a different one? Okay, never mind. Maybe one of the kids.
A different kid that went up the stairs and disappeared.
Okay. One of the other kids was in dirty stuff. All right. Jaleel White could have been a Huxtable. He was actually cast as Rudy Huxtable.
Really?
Like Rudy was going to be a boy. And then they auditioned the girl. And then
Keisha Knight Pullum?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then Urkel and the cast didn't get along at first because there was huge division because he became the star of the show and that wasn't the plan. And so they all hated him because they were like, you were just an extra and now you're the star of the show. And so for like the first couple seasons, they all hated each other.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Urkel. Did you know that Urkel also wanted to be a Galileo?
Yeah.
Did he really? Oh. He wanted to be a scientist?
Yeah. He wanted to study the stars.
Yeah. With a telescope.
Yeah. There you go, Mike.
How else do you study the stars? I think I'm right on that.
Okay. Thank you. Get your Bobby Bones. All right. Today's show included an update about Amy and her kids. She thinks they will be here between December 10th and December 24th. That's
you
what you
told
said.
Me before Christmas. So, yeah, Christmas Eve.
But why not, like, tomorrow?
Yeah, because there's too many phases after passports that have to be done. Like, it's there to get a medical examination before they come to the States.
Oh, they really?
Yeah. There's a whole thing. So in order to check off those things, it takes some days.
Between December 10th and December 24th. Hear the whole story on the show today. Just go over to iHeartRadio or iTunes and search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. Lunchbox is shaking his head. He says there's no way.
What?
I hope you get him.
But you think there's no way.
That's a tight window.
It's a tight window. It's a quick, yeah. Thank you. We'll see you on Tuesday. Appreciate you.
The Bobby Bones Show.